ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. By the end of 2024, 100,000 children will have been educated and taught how to grow food from scratch. The Let's Grow initiative was launched by Grow It Yourself alongside Super Value last year. This week, we visited Sulis Crease National School in Talla, who were crowned winners of the 2023 initiative. Teacher Alan MacDonald tells us all about the buzz, enthusiasm and benefits that he has seen from his award-winning class.
It was great excitement for the kids. It was a great way for them to get out into the outdoors. And like for kids in the school that mightn't be, like, I come from a farming background myself, so I was delighted to be able to get the kids out gardening, getting their hands dirty, and to see the excitement on the kids' faces, like growing from a seed to plant, bringing it out, putting it in the garden, and then it turning into the, like, from, for example, a turnip and like the strawberries, like the favorite thing they loved eating was the strawberries after, and talking to the kids, they were saying how their favourite thing of all was being able to see their thing grow and being able to bring it home to their parents and be able to cook it at home or be able to taste and eat the fruit and vegetables as well.
It's obviously a new initiative that isn't kind of seen across the country just yet, but it is going to be on the way as well. You've worked with kids here as well.
Yeah.
Do you really see that buzz and excitement in their eyes when they get to do this, maybe a bit of extracurricular stuff?
Oh, definitely. All kids are, like, they'll all say that maths, English, Irish, they all will say, oh, boring, but like to get them outdoors doing stuff like this, you can see the excitement on the kids' faces, the joy it brings them. Like you can even see here today, love getting their hands into the muck, love getting their hands dirty, and to see the joy in their face then when they see the final product of what it comes to. So like it's definitely an initiative that would be great for other schools to take up, and it's great for all schools around Ireland to take up as well.
Michael Kelly is the founder and CEO of Grow It Yourself. He tells us all about the journey of the initiative.
GIY, it stands for Grow It Yourself. So we're a not-for-profit social enterprise. We help people to grow some of their own food so that they can reconnect with a healthier and more sustainable life.
Where did this start of the journey come from? Do you remember when you first got the idea to do this? And now look at us, we're at the launch of this here. Do you remember the very start?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been running programs in schools for about 10 years now. We always felt that, you know, we had to start with this, you know, the younger generation and help children to learn to grow, understand where their food comes from and eat healthier and more sustainably. So about last year, we started working with Super Value and came up with the idea for the Super Value Let's Grow campaign, which is, by the end of this campaign, you know, in kind of May or June, we'll have worked with around 100,000 kids, which is amazing. So 50,000 last year, 50,000 this year, children learning how to grow food for the first time. And this is like one of our most, if not the most exciting day of the year for us. You know, just that idea that campaign starts today and all of these kids around Ireland in probably around 1,500 schools, which is almost half of primary schools taking part. It's just incredible.
How vital is it that we continue to introduce initiatives like this, show kids other things that they can do and other things that they can enjoy?
It's critically important. I mean, you know, like if I had my way, if I was Minister for Education tomorrow, I'd make food a subject in schools because, you know, it's literally the thing that keeps us alive. And we know we have a global climate crisis. We have a global health crisis. Ireland is one of the highest childhood obesity rates in Europe, so we've got some serious problems, and food is the cause of, but it's also the solution to so many problems. We all, you know, if we're lucky, we eat three times a day, and each time we eat, it's a choice, you know, to be healthier or more sustainable or not. And helping kids to grow food, we know that when they do that, the research tells us that they eat more fruits and vegetables, they're more willing to try things at the kitchen table, so it has this huge knock-on effect if we can help them to grow some food themselves, and that's what this campaign is about. So we're just so excited to get it started again today.
This generation of kids, they are coming through, they're being born into the climate crisis as well. We can make sure that they understand the effects of climate change, how to help that, and how beneficial this is to the wider good.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we also know from research that kids are, you know, anxious about climate change. And why wouldn't they be? You know, the news is so grim most of the time. So helping them to understand that you can take action, that none of us are powerless about it, is really important. And we know that they feel it's something, you know, it's a positive piece of climate proaction that they can kind of take to grow some food themselves, learn about the food system, learn about their place in the food system and how food is produced is really empowering for them. Also makes them feel less anxious. We know from research we've done on this program, when kids spend time in a garden in school, you know, but if you measure before and after how they're feeling, they feel more relaxed and calm and happy as well. So it's really good for their mental health too.
After 50,000 pupils got involved last year, another 50,000 are set to reap the rewards of it this time around.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.